This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Some people ascribe to Islam and they say, Allah loves you. How do you know? That's a very serious claim. Allah loves the believers. Do I know that I'm a believer? You won't know. You really won't know. We are hoping that we are believers. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, a man came to him and he said, Hal anta mu'min? You're a mu'min? You have faith? قال الإيمان إيمانان قال أما الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره فأنا مؤمن بذلك كله. He said, Iman is two. We're talking about two Imans. Iman that to believe in Allah and the angels and the last day and the books and the messengers and the qadar of Allah, then I believe in all of this. أَمَّا الْإِيمَانِ فَأَنَا مُؤْمِنٌ بِذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. I forgot how he described the other level of Iman, but if you mean Iman is like truly have faith and accepted by Allah, فَلَا أَدْرِي. But as to that I am accepted by Allah, I'm truly have absolute faith and no issues with my Iman, I don't know. So this kind of confirmation, some people say, Allah loves you, don't be scared. Especially when they see someone in emotional state, you know, don't worry, Allah loves you. Now the emotional state of that person became more important than the truth. And you heal them with a lie. You don't know, you don't have knowledge whether Allah loves them or not. So we need to be careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the believers. We can't make a confirmation that we believe. We can't make a confirmation. And we have plenty of statements from the companions. And the Quran clearly indicates that you cannot confirm that 100% that you are a believer. You can strive. This is the point. And this is why you have al-raja, which is hope in Allah. Otherwise you'd have certainty. I have faith and it's over. That's not how it is. Why? Because the reality of the heart is even concealed from us. It's your heart, but you don't know it very well. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ بَيْنَ أَصْبَعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ اللَّهِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. That the hearts are between two of the fingers of Allah. He turns them as he likes. And Allah, the way Allah turns the hearts is based on justice, wisdom, and mercy. But the thing is, you can't guarantee anything. You can't guarantee anything. Until you die and meet Allah, then that's it. It's different now. As long as you are alive in this dunya, you can't. There's no guarantee. There is no guarantee. So to say someone, Allah loves you, you're talking about a matter of the unseen. It could be true, but it could be false. But you are speaking, well, you're speaking without knowledge. And that's deception. So to say Allah loves you, Allah loves His creatures, that's not Islam, by the way. So there is a murderer, someone who commits all evil, his heart is full of filth, he's a human being, right? Allah loves him? Allah loves that person? Allah says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah doesn't love the kuffar. Allah doesn't love them. So how do you say Allah loves everyone? That's a lie against Allah, violation against Allah. And some people think, oh no, for Islam to be the truth and to be good, Allah has to love everyone. That's shaitan, you know, feeding that stuff in your heart. Shaitan feeding that stuff, deceiving you. Allah's love is associated with the truth and with what's good. Allah loves what's true and what's good. You align your heart and your life with truth and good, you get as much of the love of Allah. Period. Can you be 100% sure of it? You can't. You can only hope and do your best. And we mentioned many times previously how many of the companions said, if I put one foot in Jannah, I would still not be at rest until I put both my feet in Jannah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that. I don't know. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. And you know, they saw from Allah, some things became apparent to them from Allah, things they never expected. And Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Shall we not tell you of the people whose lust is the greatest? Those الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ, their actions, their deeds have been misguided. They were lost. They were not based on the truth. So they had actions and works and they did things. Sa'i is so much hard work. ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in this worldly life. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسُنُونَ صُنْعًا, and they thought that they were doing good. So how do you turn around and say, oh, Allah loves you, don't cry, Allah loves you. SubhanAllah, we play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah just like that? That's a serious way. That's not, you're not being empathic. That's a criminal act. And I know this will come as a shock to some of you. Criminal act? What are you talking about? Yes, because again, we're not giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any of His rights. Allah is just the last thing on our minds. The most important thing for us is to be to politically correct, sensitive to people's emotions, and very considerate. Allah, forget about Allah. We can use Him as we like. What's the difference between us and people who messed up their religion, wasted their religion, wasted the truth? You were created for Allah. You were given this life for Allah.